It's Friday of the third week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. We continue our journey to the Roman stations, our pilgrimage. Today, the Roman station is at San Lorenzo in Lucina. We have already visited other stations dedicated to this Roman deacon and martyr, a sign of how deeply the Romans venerated St. Lawrence. The craticula, or the gridiron on which he was burned alive, is preserved at this church. The church may stand on the former house or property of a Roman matron named Lucina. Just behind the apse once stood the Ara Pacis of Augustus, later moved to its present location near the Tiber after its rediscovery. In the traditional Roman rite, the gospel is the story of the woman at the well. In antiquity, there was a well near this church, and tradition gives the Samaritan woman the name Photina, from the Greek for light, which echoes the Latin name Lucina, little light. Pope Sixtus III built the first basilica here around 435, the same pope responsible for the mosaics at St. Mary Major. In ancient times, this church served as the starting point for the 25th of April penitential procession, which went along the Via Flaminia, across the Milvian Bridge, and then down to St. Peter's for the station mass. After damage during the Norman invasion in 1084, Paschal II restored the church in the 12th century, adding the portico, the campanile, the cosmatesque floor, and it was consecrated again by Celestin III, and again by Paul V in 1606, That's when he entrusted it to the cleric's regular minor. This church also houses one of Rome's most beautiful paintings, Guido Reni's Crucifixion, painted in 1642, shortly before his death. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. One day, when our Lord is very tired and sitting on the edge of Jacob's well, waiting for his disciples, there comes along a Samaritan woman, a heretic. Jesus asks her for a drink of water. The only thing she knows is material water, whereas our Lord is thinking of a water which takes away thirst forever, and which springs up even to eternal life. He speaks of a living water, that is, a water which flows in perfect continuity from its source, as opposed to rainwater, which is detached from its source. This water is a figure of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, by which God purifies, sanctifies, and gives salvation. Jesus, therefore, is referring to the means that communicate his grace. This water purifies and refreshes, calms the heat of the passions and of guilty desires. It gives fruitfulness in producing works pleasing to God, and it brings to the soul the only genuine life. The Samaritan woman does not know who this man is who's speaking to her, and already she has faith in him. She knows that the Christ, the Messiah, is to come. And so our Lord reveals himself to her. He affirms to her that he is the one whom all the Jews await. Filled with happiness, she leaves her water jug behind and runs to tell her adventure to the inhabitants of Samaria. And she brings them to our Lord. She believes, and immediately she becomes an apostle. Lord Jesus, faith is a fire which is meant to burn in the hearts of all on earth. Thou hast said it. I have come to cast a fire upon the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled? I, too, like the Samaritan woman, wish to draw after me those with whom I have contact. In seeing me live, they should want to come nearer to thee, and to drink the living water which thou offerest them. Help me to be always an example for those around me. I promise thee also to defend the truth calmly, composedly, and firmly when the occasion arises, knowing well that the result does not depend first on my human capacity, but on thy grace, my God.
Oh, Jesus, met the woman at the well.
Hey,
Jesus, met the woman at the well. Told her.